Welcome back to another episode of Islam, the truth about the religion of peace. I'm Stephen Heiner, and with us as always is Dr. Sergio Trifkovich. Hello, Dr. Trifkovich.
Hello.
As I mentioned in our last episode, we are moving further north from Bosnia to Chechnya. And we start with a quote. In 1997 to 1998, the U.S. repeatedly expressed concern that Russia was granting the Orthodox Church already privileged status among the country's religious faiths, but it made no statement about the introduction of Sharia in Chechnya. Can you give some background to our listeners on Chechnya, Dr. Trifkovich, then and now, and for many of our listeners who might not be able to find Chechnya on the map?
Chechnya is in North Caucasus. It's a majority Muslim autonomous republic within the Russian Federation. In Soviet times, it was regarded as an unreliable community because the Chechens greeted the Germans with open arms when the Wehrmacht advanced into North Caucasus in the summer of 1942. In fact, we all know about the Stalingrad operation because that's where the Sixth Army got bogged down. But the primary focus of the German offensive in the summer of 42 was in the direction of Caucasus because of oil, which the Germans lacked. Now, Chechens were just like Crimean Tatars, willing to support the Germans because they felt alienated from the Soviet society on the twin grounds of one being very different from the Russians, both ethnically and religiously, and two, because the German propaganda skillfully used the claim that National Socialism and Islam had a lot in common, the claim which was amplified by the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, al-Husseini, who in fact successfully recruited numerous Chechens and other Soviet prisoners of war into German fighting units. But Chechnya is also strongly, one might even say, fiercely inward-looking society, still based on a tribal form of social organization where family and tribal links are based on intensely strong bonds of loyalty. And Islam is, of course, one of the determining factors in the Chechen social and cultural makeup. But even Islam was not able to supersede and eradicate these tribal and family links, which are deeply rooted. And Islam was not firmly established there until late 18th and mid-19th century. So just like the Albanians in Kosovo, one might say that Chechens blended Islam into their culture without becoming denationalized in the process. On the contrary, their national identity and their separateness from the Russians was strengthened by the Islamic aspect of their identity, but it had never been completely dominant. Now, they used the crisis of the Russian state in the 90s, in the aftermath of the collapse of the Soviet Union, to make a bid for full independence. And that bid was explicitly supported by the United States and the attempt by the Russian army to quell what they regarded as rebellion was roundly condemned. Specifically, for instance, as Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld and his deputy Paul Wolfowitz established the continuity of the Clinton policy under the Bush administration. And even after the attacks of 9/11, the U.S. ambassador in Moscow was instructed to declare that overall U.S. agenda of supporting Chechen independence remained unchanged. The U.S. would push ahead with its missile defense program, he said. It will push for NATO expansion, and it will continue opposing Russian policies in Chechnya. Now, Chechens were both terrorists using methods of random attacks against civilian population targets in Moscow.